and go up that right side trying to get that corner, and a nice job. Who was it? Was that Braden Reback getting the edge, tackling him out of bounds. A pickup of about 3:34 to go in this third quarter. It's going to be second down and 7 from the Loggers. Where are they at right now? The 28-yard line?
28, yeah.
Yep.
So from the 28, it's second and 8 here for Flambeau after that big unnecessary horse collar call. And Cole back into the game, rushes for about 1 yard on that play. Nice stop there by the Loggers defense. And that Logger or that Flambeau front line isn't getting that big push that they got earlier on. And Flambeau was doing a lot of those late hits after they made tackles, and you're not seeing that anymore. The Phillips kind of turned into the bully of this game and said, we're going to take it to you guys, and I like it. It's working. Phillips looking like the dominant team out there right now. It's 3rd and 5 from the 25-yard line of the Loggers. Flambeau moving from left to right here. And from the shotgun, they're going to take it right side. Nowhere to go. A nice tackle that time by Trenton Swickla down at the bottom of the pile, along with Ben Vernig. And it's going to bring up a 4th down and 4. 4th down and 4 here for Flambeau. Loggers could use a big turnover on downs. And Cole Schley, after that injury, back into the ball game here. And Flambeau steps up to the line of scrimmage with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Might get one more playoff. The student section stomping the bleachers, making some noise. And Slay goes up. That's going to back up Flambeau. Delay of game. And
no, end of the quarter.
End of the quarter, but I think we got to delay a game before that. If it's a delay a game, I don't think it'll be the end of the quarter, though. We'll see what they end up calling. We'll see what the flag is before we go to break. And what did they call a face mask on who?
No,
they
called it
for. And so what was the flag? We don't know. So no flag, I don't know. They threw a flag, but
we'll figure it out after the break.
Nonetheless, we're going to stay right here during this quarter break, end of this quarter. It's going to be the fourth quarter starting up. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank our high school sports sponsors for bringing you this game. And Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and the halftime and postgame show brought to you, as always, from Forward Bank. So we've seen a flag. We don't know exactly what that was all about, but they called it end of the quarter here. And Phillips, it's going to be 4th down and about 4. Phillips looking for a big stop coming up here. Flambeau has the ball all the way down to the Loggers' 25-yard line. So, fourth quarter here, Loggers up by 12. Flambeau really needs to get some points on the board to stay in this ball game, especially the way the Loggers have been moving the ball and how they've had that energy. But I like seeing this group walking out onto the field right now.
Oh, there's no penalty, so they
said it's the same. So they're at the 25-yard line. It's 4th down.
4th and 4?
Well, 4th and 4. Cole Schley in the backfield along with Miles Liebert for Flambeau. There's the snap. He's going left side, looking to pass. Gets it up and in. Picked off by Denzine. Denzine going the other way. Shane Denzine with the interception. And back to about that line of scrimmage. He was looking to return that one. Big interception from Shane Denzine. And picked that one off. Shane came from the other side and came out of nowhere and really knew that that was a pass going to that receiver. Set him up nicely. Got the interception. Logger still up by 12. It's 11:53 to go in this ball game. And the loggers could really use one of those possessions, those 7-8 minute possessions here. Here's Denzine with Loeri in the backfield. Direct snap to BJ. BJ left side. Finds a hole. BJ gets down the field. A 12-yard run for the Micronesian sensation, my boy. BJ Loeri moving the chains. 11:42 to go. Loggers with their up-tempo offense moving up quickly, trying to keep this tired line on their toes. Here's Hollinger. Hollinger makes a move and a nice tackle, but Hollinger still picks up 6 yards on that play. Loggers up to about the 46-yard line after that big interception. A momentum killer right there as Flambeau was moving the ball up the field. But on fourth down, they decided to pass. Shea Denzine, he was ready for it. The senior having a big night for the Loggers. Probably a leading candidate here for the Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game. 10:51 to go here. Loggers up 38-26. From the pistol formation, they toss it back to BJ. BJ for the first down. BJ picks up 5, keeps the clock rolling as he stays in bounds. This is that drive. We need some time to come off. Loggers, that the up-tempo was the key to that third quarter. You're going to see that tempo slow down just a little bit as we want some time to come off right now. And here's Denzine. Direct snap, Hollinger, no, a counter to Zulawski. Zulawski, left side. Oh, he had one guy to beat, a nice touchdown-saving tackle from Flambeau, but not till Aaron Zulawski, the human deer, picks up 15 yards. ...10:02 to go. Clock is ticking. It's 38:26. And Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to stay in that pistol formation with BJ Loeri deep. Shotgun, this time to the right side. BJ picks a hole. Oh, we got 4 flags on the play. He picked up about 5. Yeah, going to get a block in the back here on the Loggers. And it's going to move the Loggers back 10 yards. And BJ talking to me this morning, all week really, excited about this new pistol formation. It worked on the last couple plays, kind of that deep pitch. You get a full head of steam on that play. Almost like to see Dulaski get that one and get that full head of steam going forward. So it moves the Loggers way back, all the way back to the Flambeau 44-yard line. The clock starts again, 9:34 to go in this fourth quarter. Loggers up 12, 38-26. Denzine in the backfield. Got Hollinger split wide left. Going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. Nowhere to go. Denzine tackled for a loss. It's okay. You can run clock off of there, run time off of this clock right now. How valuable that is.
It is.
9 minutes to go. Just over 9 minutes to go and ticking. And it's second down and long here. Second down and about 21. Denzine from the shotgun. He's got BJ to his left. He's in motion. Going to keep it himself. Look for the pass. Shea goes deep. Finds Ben Vernick for a deep pass play. Oh, it hit the ground. No good. 8:43 to go. 38-26. Yeah, Loggers up 12.
Clock stops.
Yeah, stop clock. Clock stops on an incomplete pass. And that one thrown just a little bit short.
Yep.
Your coach over here talking about throw the ball, that he kind of lobs it out there. Yeah. On that one right there, fired in there. All right, Logger step up to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 21. And going to give it to Delasky. Delasky tackled for after a gain of about 5, but if you can pull 30 seconds off the clock, we'll take it. So 4th and 21. And Delasky kind of hobbles off the field. He says, I'm okay. And we haven't seen Lane Abraham back in this game.
Nope, we have not.
8:11 to go here. Clock still ticking. Loggers taking as much time off the clock as they can.
You know, if they don't see down there.
Up to the line of scrimmage.
Dom.
Dom's not here today.
He's not.
No. All right. Here we go. Hollinger, going to be a pass play. Throws this one downfield. Verdi makes the catch. Inbound. He caught it for the first down. Oh, my goodness. Running out of bounds. Keeps the drive alive. What a pass from Hollinger. What a catch from Vernick. If Grandpa and Grandma are listening in Conover, they're off their chairs right now. What a huge play. Probably the dagger right there, Nate.
Yeah.
Maybe too early to say that. Yeah. Ben, with one foot dragging, keeping that one inbounds. It's first down for the Logger. Here's BJ, left side, from the 18-yard line. Nowhere to go. He stood up.
A little late hit there.
7:40 to go and counting. No gain, maybe a loss on the play. BJ gets up. Off the field he goes. He was tackled hard by about 5 guys. Couple of them a little bit late in there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be second down for the Loggers from the Flambeau 16, the Flambeau 17-yard line, we'll say. Denzine from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. Picks up a few.
Keeps that clock running.
7 minutes to go.
Oh.
And another player down right now, which is going to stop the clock. And that's number 75 here for Flambeau. Tristan Mensch. Player down right now. I think they're looking at his leg. So with 6:58 to go here, 38-26 is the score. Loggers leading by 12. Another Flambeau player down right now. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a
get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podewelts here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. We're halfway through this fourth quarter, almost halfway. There's just under 7 minutes to go in this ballgame. The Loggers up by 12, 38-26 over the Flambeau Falcons. We had another injured player for Flambeau getting off the field. And you can really tell they're wore out in the second half, Nate. That speed and athleticism for the Loggers and the no give up. Here's Denzine along with BJ in the backfield. Direct snap to BJ. BJ's got it, looking for somewhere to go. Nice run from BJ. Still going. He gets close to that first down. I think maybe a yard or two short, so he probably picked up about six on that play. Makes it a very manageable fourth and two, maybe fourth and three. Are they inside the 10 now? Looks like they're at about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
So it's going to be a third and three for the Loggers from the 9-yard line. Fourth down. I'm sorry. Yep, fourth down. 6:10 to go here and ticking.
I'm going to say Shea's going to take this.
They're going to run enough clock off or time off the clock. There they go. Here's Denzine, and not going to get it. It's going to be a turnover on downs. A nice tackle by the Flambeau defense. And that's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be Flambeau football here from their own 9-yard line. They got a long ways to go. But we know it can happen in 8-man football. And with some of these athletes we've seen out here for Flambeau, they can take one to the house at any time. This quarterback, Cole Schley, really been having himself a good ball game here. But we're seeing a wore-out, tired Flambeau team right now. 6 minutes to go. Cole Schley in the shotgun. Receiver wide left, wide right. Here's a snap. It's going to be a pass. Deep they go. Here's Vernick. They're going to throw the flag on Benny. Got there a little bit early. And is that a 15-yard penalty, Mick?
Yeah.
No, 15. It's just a 15-yard penalty, I believe it is. I don't think it's a ball or a point foul. So he got there. Ben let him get behind him. Came in, and then he got to the receiver too early without turning around.
He didn't know where the ball was.
No, didn't see the ball. If he would have turned around, he was there in time to tip it away. Ben's going to watch that one on film and want it back. 5:54 to go here. They're sorting out the play. They're going to move him ahead from the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a first and 10 for Flambeau. So it's going to be Loggers or Flambeau's going to get it up around the 25-yard line or 20-yard line. So it looks like about the 22-yard line. Not the worst penalty in the world being there this far back, but be awake. They're going to try to throw the ball.
Right.
So it's going to be first and 10 for Flambeau. They're down 12 points. There's 6 minutes to go. Flambeau steps up to the line of scrimmage. Cole from the shotgun, looking to pass again. Goes deep. That one out of bounds. Ben ran that one out. Nice job by Vernick on that play. Redeems himself. It's second and 10 and not a lot of clock or time is coming off the clock with an incomplete pass. 5:48 to go here in this ball game. 38-26, guys. Thanks for everyone sticking with us. Flambeau going to try to pass their way back into this ball game. Loggers have the athletes at the corners with Kleinschmidt and Vernick to make some big plays. It's that deep ball that scares them a little bit, though.
Yeah. That kid can chuck it.
Yep. So Cole Schley from the shotgun, going to pass it over here, right side. Reback and Kleinschmidt knock him out of bounds. So not a lot of clock comes off or time comes off the clock. 5:42 to go. We want that ball staying in bounds. We want this clock running. It's going to be third down. Is it a third down already? Yeah, third down and three from about the 30-yard line. So the Falcons from their own 30-yard line in pass mode here. Here's Cole Schley from the shotgun. Receivers right, left. And number 13 for Flambeau jumped early. And he's been limping a lot. You see him walking down the field, really hobbling. He jumped early, and it's going to push Flambeau back. 5-yard penalty. That's a tough one. It makes it a third and eight. Third and eight here from Flambeau from their own 25-yard line. And we're going to get a Timeout here by Flambeau. So with 5:41 to go here, the score is 38-26, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
What else here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp? The Loggers leading 38-26 with 5:41 to go in this ballgame. We have an update on Schwamigan. They're leading Athens right now 36-0. Schwamigan having a fun night here for them. And this Loggers team trying to get a stop here at 3rd and 8. It's 2-down territory. Big spot for a stop here. Got two receivers split out from the shotgun. Pass is going to go deep. Up and there it is. Intercepted. Ben Verdict going the other way. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown! Ben Verdict steals the game from Flambeau.
It's his third game in a row with an interception.
Beautiful job by Ben setting that up. He made the mistake on the pass interference call. Ends up with the interception, the pick six. Oh, that's nasty, Ben.
That's the dagger.
There's your dagger. Karen got it right. 5:26 to go. 44-26. Loggers absolutely rolling right now. We're having fun up here in the booth, in the stands. I think the Flambeau fans can probably hear and not too thrilled with me.
Yeah,
guys.
Probably not.
All right, for the two-point conversion, he's B.J. Lowery. Into the end zone he goes. B.J. Lowery, the Micronesian sensation. My boy.
He's a two-point master.
He is. I think he's got 8 in the last 2 games.
It seems like he gets all of them.
So there we go. So the score, 46-26, 5:26 to go in this ball game here. We're going to stay right here, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors as we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. We thank our sponsors for helping bring you this ball game. Phillips Loggers, wow, has momentum changed since the first half. Look like two different teams here right now. And Rib Lake is up on Prentice now 46-32. So a big comeback there for Rib Lake as they're leading the Buccaneers right now. Buccaneers were up in that first half as well.
Yeah, they were up 20-16.
5:26 to go here. 46-26 is the score. The Phillips Loggers on fire in this second half. And Doug Nutt's son, Josh Nutt, with the squid kick. And Flambeau able to recover. 5:20 to go here in this ball game. And the Logger defense is set for another stop. Ben Vernig is saying, pass that ball again. I'm having fun.
Good for Ben.
Ben deserves that one. So Ben's got a couple, 3 interceptions on the season. That's the biggest one he's had. That was the dagger, absolutely. And Callan Chuzzles and Aaron Delasky coming up. Brody Janicek and Josh Nutt checking in. And do we have another timeout? So Flambeau calls another timeout with 5:19 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin, along with Nathan Podwell, here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It has been a fun night here at Logger Camp. It's Flambeau football again right now with 5:19 to go. Loggers leading 46 to 26. And Cole Schley hands it to the big 250-pound running back who runs for 10 yards on that play, but the clock is rolling as he can't get out of bounds. And first down for big number, is that 55?
Isaac Brown.
Yeah, Isaac Brown. Possible relative of Gilbert Brown, maybe. Big boy down there running that ball. Mick, you're not getting in front to make that tackle, are you? Here's Cole Schley from the shotgun with the big man next to him and going to get another timeout, Flambeau. So we're going to stay right here, guys, on this one. We're going to stay right here at Logger Camp, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors one more time. We can't say these names enough. Go check out these places, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction. He's probably got an auction going on this weekend. Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hakenin Roofing, he's busy. Suwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. Want to thank them, both teams heading back onto the field right now with 4:46 to go. It's 46-26. And from the shotgun and the big Isaac Brown, and a fumble on that. Was that a fumble on that snap? And the Loggers jump on it. Flambeau jumped on it, but it ends up being a 5-yard loss. The clock is rolling, 4:30 to go here in the ballgame. 46-26. My back is starting to hurt, Nate, just from the intensity of this game here. And Flambeau up to the line of scrimmage. It's 2nd and 15.
Oh.
And he stood ahead of the line of scrimmage.
He was
so they didn't call that one. Cole Schley trying to make something happen and picks up 6 yards, tackled inbounds. 4 minutes to go now. Cole Schley trying to make something happen. The junior's a talented kid there, the quarterback from Flambeau. He really has made some nice plays here today. What I really noticed looking down there is so many bodies for Flambeau. Hands on their hips, kind of gimping through this right here. You can tell they're wore out, beat up here right now. All right. From the 46-yard line of the Loggers, here's Flambeau from the shotgun. Gonna hand it off to the big man up the middle, and they grab his ankles in nowhere. He goes nowhere. Trenton Swickla in on it, along with Josh Nutt. And you see fresh bodies each play running in for the Loggers. Couple new bodies in, couple new bodies out. Staying fresh here. We're down to 3:05 to go here. Flambeau in no major hurry. They didn't want to get through this game with no more injuries.
Players are just limping in like crazy.
Matt Anderson wants to check his birth certificate. Matt, you're going to have to come down in here and ask him. 2:45 to go. They give it. No, Schley's going to keep it himself, go right side. Cuts back in. Maybe gets close to the first down. I don't know if he got it. I don't think he did.
No, he looks like he's
And that's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be Loggers football. A turnover on downs with 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. And Flambeau unable to get anything going in the second half except for that kick return.
That was it, wasn't it?
So we're going to have to give some credit here with some probably some inspiring words from defensive coordinator Coach Worth over here is as the Loggers defense has been a different team in the second half. I don't know what was said to them, but who's got the ball even
A-Ron.
Right now? A-Ron's got it. Oh, my goodness. And he's dragging guys down the field.
He's
got
gone.
The sidelines. He breaks off of everyone. A-Ron Dorowski. Touchdown. That was an amazing run from A-Ron. He was dragging guys the whole way down the field. A-Ron Dolasky, the junior. My friend.
Our friend.
Our friend. There you go, Nate. With the touchdown run, 52-26. My goodness. Phillips Loggers.
Boy, he's got to be close to 200 yards rushing tonight, huh?
Yeah, on two runs.
On two runs, yeah. On two runs.
All right, here's B.J. Lewery for the two-point conversion. Here he goes. Left side, he gets the corner. In he goes. Oh, they
go.
So no good on the two-point conversion. 2:17 to go. 52-26. The Phillips Loggers leading the Flambeau Falcons. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. Oh, my goodness, it's 52-26, Nate. What happened? The Loggers leading the Flambeau Falcons with 2:17 to go. Josh Nutt, squib kicks this one.
Oh.
It's trouble. And Cole Schley falls on it. No, that wasn't Cole Schley that time. That was Ethan Johnson. No, it was Miles Liebert for Flambeau. Falls on it. It's going to be Flambeau football to start out at their own 30-yard line. 2:16 to go. This game all but over. The Flambeau Falcons are tired. Wondering if that was the guy, Nate. All right, 2:16 to go. And the Loggers with the ball. I'm sorry, Flambeau with the ball. They're going to try to do something here again. They're wore out. They're ready to go. From the shotgun, here's Schley, who's had a great game. Hands it on. No, he keeps it. Goes left side. Gets past one. But not two, and we're seeing some of the JV squad out here. I see a Wade Vetter sighting. I see a Derek Pishka sighting, a Kenny Drexler sighting. Who else we got out there, Nate? We got J.J. Adamitis. Brody Janicek. We're seeing this defense here right now, this second group in this ball game make some plays. See B.J. Lewery giving high fives to some of his buddies on the sideline. He's had a special game, and I seen him as a different kid when I was out there on the field at halftime, Nate. He was so focused on winning this ball game. He wasn't going to let anything happen. Here's Schley to the left side, makes a pass, stopped, nowhere to go. Who made that tackle right there? That was McCoy Dolasky, maybe. Or was it number 60? Oh, that Kyle Seidenbender, that looked like a Kyle Seidenbender talk or tackle. We don't talk enough about Kyle Seidenbender either. Playing on that offensive line, what a great job he's done here all night, along with Kalen Chuzzles, Josh Nutt, these tight ends, Lane Abraham. He hasn't played the second half, but boy, they sure got good when he went onto the bench, huh, Nate?
Yeah.
Just kidding, Lane. I hope you listen to that dig later. 46 seconds to go here. They're going to throw it right side. Pass is complete and breaks a tackle. Wade Vetter knocks him out of bounds with 39 seconds to go, all the way down at the 45-yard line. They're in Logger territory. And Now they're doing the I Believe That We Will Win. We all believe it, girls. That Loggers student section making some noise down there. And a couple plays here left for Flambeau in this ball game. And from the shotgun, here's Cole Slay looking to score something. The defensive backs are playing way deep. Oh, it went through one receiver's hands and into another. And a gang tackle by the Loggers. 30 seconds to go. Clock is ticking. Down to 20. They're going to try to get a touchdown here yet.
Stop it.
And they blow the whistle. Injury. Kyle Seidenbender coming off the field. And coming onto the field for the Loggers is Trace Calhoun. All right, here's Flambeau. Last play of the game, and they fumble. His knee hit the ground. He's down. And got to make a tackle here. And they knock him out of bounds with 3 seconds to go. Now, he should have been down. He went down on one knee to grab that ball off the ground. But with 3 seconds, they got one more play. They're going to try to poke it into the end zone. Flambeau is. Score right now, 52-26. No comeback coming here. And what do we got going on here? Just in the huddle? All right, yeah. Calling the play in the huddle. I thought we got a timeout. I thought that was a little ridiculous. 3 seconds to go in this ballgame. Flambeau wants to put some points on the board. The Loggers, second unit, says, we're not going to let you. They're awfully deep, the corners. Quick pass to number two is what I'm seeing. There it is, Nate. And he turns him inside. And there is the ball game. They make the tackle, and the Loggers win in impressive style. Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. Travis Macalus, I'm so glad you got to hear. 52-26, Loggers beat the Flambeau Falcons in Northwoods East matchup here. A lot of fun we had, and we're going to send it back here to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We'll come back in 2 minutes and give you the Forward Bank post-game show.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, Plus, items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Everybody, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podewelts here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Final score tonight, 52-26. It was a big night for the Loggers here. It was a big night for Schwamigan as they took on Athens and manhandled Athens. I don't know what the final there, but it was 36-0.
36-0, yeah.
A while ago. Riv Lake had moved ahead of Prentice in that ball game over there, but we knew that was going to be a good ball game in Prentice. And Phillips Loggers taking on Flambeau, though. Didn't know if we had it after that first half.
No,
they were manhandling us all over the field. We wore them down, stuck to our guns.
36-0, Athens and Eagles. Eagles are on top. Final score.
Okay. Final score over there for Schwamigan is 36-0 now. So that game final over there in Schwamigan as they beat Athens. But a special night. I want to talk about a few of these players out here. Aaron Delasky, another special night. Evan Hollinger was fabulous. Shay Loweri, Shay Denzine, as always. But, you know, it is a team effort. And Nate, maybe you can see if Precor is over there. He looks pretty tied up right now. It's going to be tough getting him over here. A lot of conversations going on with the players and the kids and whatnot. But so that's the final score out here for Jeff Haken. Nathan Podewelts, we were happy to bring you guys this game, share our energy, share our love. And Karen Smart, she says goodbye, Price County, to have a good night. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next Friday as the Loggers. They're going to take on someone. We'll let you know. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Option, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Get the best seat in the house at Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Helene leaves an enormous path of flood and wind destruction across Florida and the entire southeast. The storm spawned a tornado in North Carolina, says Rocky Mount Fire Chief Darvin Moore.
Right now, we're currently in the recovery phase. We're just trying to wrap our hands around everything. We're actually doing a damage assessment, making sure all the power is cut, the gas is cut, utilities are cut. And then once we get that, make it deemed safe for the occupants to go back in, then they can assess the area.
There's no confirmation that an Israeli Air Force bombing in Beirut killed its intended target, the leader of Hezbollah militants. The U.S. has announced an agreement with the Iraqi government to finish the military mission in Iraq of an American-led coalition fighting Islamic State by next year. At the U.S.-Mexico border in Douglas, Arizona, Vice President Harris toured the area, spoke with Border Patrol officers. Former President Trump is at a town hall event in Warren, Michigan, promising new tariffs will help the economy. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, not as cool as it's been, a low near 50.
Mostly sunny and mild for tomorrow, highs right around 80. And upper 70s for highs with sunshine on Sunday and Monday. Much cooler, though, through mid-next week, only near 60 Tuesday. Right now, it's 58.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Last night.
got a little too far gone. The heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio, might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you, might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon, might have been a too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. I got a little drunk last night. Drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night. I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck.
let's get a little mud on the tires.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98Q Country.
I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub. To my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same. You're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hit myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but to my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same.
Killing time. This killing time.